thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, you have a lot to answer for in this podcast today, let me tell you.
I was just talking about a fashion trend and going to the gym, and then Damien, he told us one of his lifelong dreams and wishes was to wear activewear. So
yeah,
I just want to make his dreams come true.
Yeah, I didn't know it was going to be like multicolored activewear that's extremely tight, by the way, extremely tight. And secondly, that we're off to do a twerking, twerk-a-size.
Yep. We are twerk-a-size. Mate, you got a really big smile on your face.
Giving you grief about your spray-on jeans. So yeah. This is just, you know, different material. It's not denim, it's lycra.
Actually, we can't let Sowie even see this because I will never live this down.
He will go to town, that's for sure. Look, you know what? There's loads more in the podcast as well. Jade's wonderful fashion. Damien has hair coming from only God knows where. And we have a bit of a chat to Marianne Saliba, who says she needs to talk to the health minister and the chief health officer. Have a good one.
Hey Jade, when I was a kid, okay, one of the things that I loved to do to pass the time was write. I wrote stories. All right, it was my mom's idea because I had a obsessive compulsive disorder, and I still do have it, and I just could never kind of get out of it. So she said,
yeah,
just sit down, write some stories, get your thoughts out onto a page, and it was the best way of doing it. And And I'd always kind of write the similar sort of stories. I'd have a villain, and I'd have a good person who's going to defeat the villain. But interestingly, the villain, I always kind of described the villain in the same way. The villain was kind of, you know, stark features, pale, gaunt, menacing, always had hair coming out of his nose and his ears and all, you know. All, you know, that was my idea of a villain, all right? It was hairy, a hairy villain. I don't know why. I don't know why villains, in my mind, were hairy. Fast forward 30 or 40 years, and I am now an adult. I was sitting there watching TV the other day, and little Kiki points to my ear. she goes, "Dad, what's that?" What's that? And I didn't know what she was on about. And so she reached over, and she grabbed hold of a long strand that was protruded from my ear.
Oh, now, like God. A big hair.
Now, where did it come from? All right, where did it come from? She didn't know. Like, when she looked at it, it was so alien to her that Dad could possibly have this thing pinky-sized coming out from his ear. I mean, it was a real Jack and the Beanstalk scenario. I must have gone to bed.
Yeah.
Someone planted some beans in my ears.
Yes. Yes.
But it does happen, though.
It does happen. Yeah.
Sometimes you wake up in the morning, you look in the mirror, and you like have like massive big like hair out of your eyebrows, like a big fat grey one that's like 20 centimetres long. You're like, that was not there yesterday. I couldn't have missed that. Like, look at it. You could plait it and use it as a rope.
Yeah, I mean,
they come out of nowhere.
It does, though. It comes out of nowhere. I remember one time I was doing a photo shoot. Now, this is a strange story, but the person doing the photo shoot said, hey, just took in, it's thought it was chest hair, but as it turns out, my jeans were quite low down, and you know, but the hairs grow in all sorts of random and prolific sort of ways. I mean, it's an amazing thing. But anyway, you know, I pulled it out, and it was just when I pulled it out, it occurred to me in that one moment that all those years ago, when I was a kid, the villain I was creating was in fact myself.
Yes.
It was myself. I come to think about it, I mean, I remember saying, I'd always describe him, he was menacing, he was pale,
Yeah.
He was also extremely good looking, had a gorgeous Irish accent, and
I'm
his
pretty
calves
sure
were beautiful.
Yeah. He was
exactly.
You were your own worst nightmare. It's called middle age, my friend.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
The temperature is rising, not because of the heat, because there's a lot of anger at the moment, isn't there? We've got the Mayor of Shell Harbour City Council on the line right now, Marianne Saliba. Good morning.
Good morning, Straney.
Now, Marianne, yesterday all eyes were and ears were on the 11 a.m. announcement by Gladys, because a lot of people in Shell Harbour, they thought that lockdown was going to end, and it didn't. A lot of my close friends actually live in the Shell Harbour area, and a lot of them were really upset and gutted, not just by the extension of the four-week lockdown, but they were really upset too that they felt that it was implied by a lot of our local politicians and people from Sky News were implying it as well, that lockdown was going to end and that didn't happen. And do you think that it was a bit rash to be implying that lockdown was going to be lifted?
Jade, I don't know whoever started that rumour, because I did not for one minute think that it was going to be lifted. Can I say it was some kind of a leak or a rumour that was started by Sky News, and people started jumping on that all the way through? I said, no, I'm not accepting. It would be great if it happened, but I wasn't accepting that was going to be the case, because of the hypocrisy and the double standards that have continued to come out of this state government. I have to say that's part of the reason why people were in such shock, because on the Monday they released Orange, Blaney and Cabon from the lockdown. And it was because of the fact that they had cases in there, and 2 weeks later everything had been under control and they let them go. Now, even yesterday the Premier was still saying, look, if figures improve, we'll consider letting local government areas out. How much further can they improve than zero? We were zero when we started. We've been zero all the way through, and we're zero at this stage. What does she want? Minus?
Yeah.
There's nowhere for us to go. But so we're being kept in lockdown indefinitely for no particular reason.
Well, Marianne, you know, I know we've talked about this a number of times. Obviously, the location, the Shell Harbour is to Sydney and all the rest. But just from your point of view and from Gareth Ward, so the two of you guys, you put out a statement there yesterday saying that you'd like to have a Zoom meeting with Brad Hazard. You're requesting. How does it actually work? I mean, up until now, there's been zero cases for a while, and you've put the request out there. Has he got back to you up until this point? How does it work? Can you pick up the phone to him? Is there a protocol in place?
So there's been no response to my correspondence that was sent 4 weeks ago. Wow. To Dr. Kerry Chant, asking why Shell Harbour was in lockdown. There has been no response from the Premier or the Minister for Health. What they're doing is they're taking expert medical advice, which is fine. They should take that, and then they should make decisions, because the Chief Medical Officer was not elected to the New South Wales Parliament. The Premier and her Cabinet were all elected, and they are the people that are making decisions for New South Wales, including Shell Harbour. But they're not making very sensible decisions if there are no facts or figures to back up the decisions they're making. Now, if it's about our proximity to Sydney, why isn't Kiama included? Why isn't the Whinger Carrabee included? They all have people that travel into Sydney to work. If it's our interconnectivity with Wollongong, we can follow restrictions, set the restrictions, and let the people of Shell Harbour do the right thing. We've obviously done the right thing this far to have still got zero cases in our community.
Marianne, you make a very good point. We can hear your frustration. It's the frustration of not only you, but of so many other people that live throughout the Shell Harbour City LGA. Let's just hope that Brad Hazard's listening, and also Dr. Kerry Chant listen, and you can get on Zoom and find out what the hell's going on. And as soon as you do, Marianne, don't forget our number, 4275 1965, and you can give us a heads up on what the heck's going on, okay?
I will not forget, and I'm hopeful that we'll have this meeting soon, because I want to hear the facts behind the decision, and I want to make sure that we get it right.
Yeah, Marianne Saliba, Mayor of Shell Harbour City Council there. That's the very latest on what's going to happen. It's a bit disappointing, though, guys, to know that Brad Hazard, the Health Minister, and Kerry Chant haven't gotten back to us.
No response. That's not good.
Yeah. Just, you know, we're told to respect these authorities, and yet they don't seem to want to respect the people of Shell Harbour. It's a little frustrating.
Thanks to Wollongong Mazda. You'll love the Wollongong Mazda difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Jade, there are some things that you should just not tell your friends. You'd agree with that, wouldn't it? There are things, you know, when you're best friends with people, we like to reveal things. You get closer, you start talking about your life and your families and all. But there is a cutoff. I reckon there's a cutoff where you've just got to go, actually, that's one thing I'm not going to tell my best friend. I'm going to hold off.
And just keep some things for the imagination, or ignorance is bliss in some cases.
Ignorance is bliss. All right. Now, you know, as we've been trying to keep people entertained throughout lockdown, we've had a lot of Facebook Lives over the last 2 weeks. You've had the pasta party, and I've done the concert from my bedroom, and the whole lot, and it's been a lot of fun. But I got a message from a mate of mine after my performance on Monday night, and he said, I loved it. It was great. Now, just so you know, I'll give you the background here. As I was performing, he was writing messages, and he was saying, great song, I like what you're doing. You know, because on Facebook Live, you can interact. That's the wonderful thing.
It's good.
And I'm like, this is awesome. You know, he's getting involved. He told me afterwards that he was on the loo for the entire time that he was watching my performance.
He was on the dunny.
He was on the dunny, doing his business, getting through number two.
You were live for 45 minutes. Who sits on the dummy for 45 minutes?
Oh, no, that is a long time.
Well, it is a long time, but he said that my performance helped him to, you know, just really release all the toxins.
Oh, God.
So, wow, that is oversharing.
I think it's oversharing because I feel like I know too much about him now, and I feel kind of dirty.
Quite a bit violated. He's taken him to the toilet with him.
I was like, oh, all right, TMI. And then I went on to say, didn't you write me some messages while you were on that loop? Like, I mean, people do weird things in the loo.
Well, you do have a lot of time. You have time in the toilet or on the toilet.
Well, I think too, we're in lockdown at the moment, so I reckon there's a lot of people, parents in particular, spending more time on the toilet than ever before because it's the only place you can get a little bit of peace.
Yeah.
It is. It's a refuge, isn't it? It's your hangout. And actually, it's not just parents. One of my kids, who I will not name, was in the toilet, and I could hear music coming out on the ukulele. All right. And I put my ear up against the door, and I was like, what are you doing in there? He's like, I'll play the ukulele. I said, they're like, well, get out and let me go. And he said, no, I'm also going to the toilet.
Oh, no.
I thought he was in there for the acoustics, the beautiful acoustics for the ukulele. No, he was just biding some time, you know.
He was multitasking.
He was multitasking, getting his chops up on the ukulele whilst also, doing other things.
I'll tell you what, my husband spends a lot of time in the bathroom. I think it's partly to escape the children because he does lock the door every time. But I also, like, I can hear YouTube videos going. I think he's, like, watching YouTube. He's on Snapchat. Sometimes I just send him an email while he's on the toilet to say, get off, because I know he's checking his emails.
Oh, yes.
But I reckon there's a lot of people that do other business while they're doing the business.
Oh, of course they do.
100%, 100%. Like, I mean, gee, I've seen it even at urinals at bars when bars were open, where guys would come in and they'd be there, their ears on the phone, and they're talking about their work and, you know, the construction site, and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, whilst also hands-free dealing with other things at the urinal. I'm like, oh my God, this is full on. And this is just after they put their beer down on the little still
the
there.
Shelf.
Yeah, you know.
Oh. It does happen, Illawarra. See, it does happen. I know that Mel is listening and does a few different things on the loo.
All right, Mel, you do a couple of multiple things on the loo. What do you do?
My children think it's a perfect time to have mother's meeting. So they'll come in and sit in the bath and sit on the floor, and they come in and be like, can we come eat our snacks with you and set up their little picnic on the floor? And my son will want to pick up, can I have a cuddle? And then it's like, no, I'm busy, but... And then my daughter will be like, she'll ask me what I'm doing. She'll be like, are you doing a wee or a poo? Is it a good one? Is it a big one? Do you need me to help you wipe?
Oh, my gosh. It sounds like toilet time in our household as well. It's like, it's a group thing. It's like a field trip.
We're going to go to Nicole in Horsley.
Nicole, tell us, what business are you doing while you're doing the business?
Well, it's not me. It's actually my 8-year-old daughter. I've just the other day, actually, I've walked past the bathroom and heard her singing and made dinner, and 10 minutes later, she's still sitting on the toilet
singing away.
Wow.
Well, I like her style because I tell you, the acoustics in a toilet are awesome. Yes. I mean, I know I do it myself. I will, you know, I'll make most of the opportunity. I'll be in there singing away, night of my life, you know, just
night of my life.
Why not?
And then you hear the kids saying, oh, I thought that song was a bit shit, Dad.
Oh, bootish.
In Albion Park, Michelle, what do you do on the loo?
How are you going? It's not actually me. It's my daughter. She was telling me, Mum, do you realise I sit there and I make toilet paper towers? I said, what? What do you mean? She said, yep. I get them and I build them really high and I put my feet on them, or I make it high enough to put my arm on it like an armrest.
Wow.
Wow.
There's a lot of toilet paper there for your daughter to be mucking around with, Michelle. That's extraordinary.
She's a future architect there. I like it. Okay.
Don't let it rain.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. There's so many comments on our Facebook page, well over 300. You got to check out some of the fun ones.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.
Damien.
Oh, yes.
There's just some fashion trends that I do not get.
Oh, all right. Okay, I'm with you on this. Well, what's yours?
So this is one I've noticed probably in the last 12 months or so. It's the scrunch bum tights.
Scrunch bum tights. I don't.
Have you seen these?
I don't know that I have. I'm not the most observant guy, to be totally honest. I miss a lot of things.
Okay, so I feel like that these were inspired by people that, you know, have the Kardashian behinds.
Yes, okay.
They're like scrunchy. So they have this little kind of gathered ruffle in the middle of the bottom crack.
Yep.
And it scrunches up the tights.
Oh.
And it kind of really accentuates the behind.
Oh, yes. So it has a kind
of gluteus maximus.
It has a kind of a nappy vibe, like you're wearing a nappy kind of sort of sense.
Well, I don't think that's what they're trying to portray. I think it's meant to be a little bit more sexy and a little bit more definition of the gluteus maximus.
Oh, right.
But these are a thing and I've noticed them everywhere. And then my daughter even got a pair.
Oh no, Alani.
Oh, no. They got delivered and then she put them on and she's walked in and like out the house and I'm like, what are you? Oh, you haven't, have you? You haven't got those, have you? But they love them. All the girls her age, they're the rage at the moment. And I'm like, oh, I'd never wear a pair of those. Actually, I did wear a pair of those yesterday.
Oh, you succumbed.
Oh, no.
You succumbed.
You bought a pair.
I had to go. I wanted to go to the gym. I'm trying to get myself back in shape after baby number four, and they've got a creche that's open only until midday. So I was like, right, I've got to go to the gym. I've got about 45 minutes to get in, go hard, get out. I could not find a pair of tights anywhere. So I was looking all over the house, in the washing basket, didn't know where they were. So I had to grab some of Alani's tights, and they were the only ones I could find.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I'm wearing these tights. I ended up just staying at the back of the classroom and I wore a jumper around my waist the whole time. Because I was like, I do not need to accentuate this behind, all right? It's big enough.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, that's very funny.
Albion Park's very own fitness guru and ladies activewear fashionista Lisa Trudillo is going to be doing a little delivery to the studio.
This is actually,
what it's like.
Oh, wow, okay.
Here I am. I'm happy to help
that's
you,
ridiculous.
Damien.
Every colour of the freaking rainbow.
What am I even looking at here?
This is what active wear is these days. It's not just your black tights anymore. Like, it's all the colours of the rainbow. It's about fashion. And you guys are very into your fashion. So now you are going to be wearing some of the best Illawarra activewear fashion.
Oh, hey, God, look at us.
Can I just say that this looks pretty tight, okay?
It does.
I'm having second thoughts
here.
The good thing about activewear. It's tight and it's like kind of like colourful Spanx.
Hey, what is that you've got there?
It sucks in all your bits.
I don't know.
That's a top.
It's a top. It looks like it's a really big pair of underwear for me.
It does look like underpants.
Now, guys, what I forgot to mention
earlier
when I was talking about me going to the gym and doing that class, I forgot to mention what class I was actually at.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard about it, the new class that they're doing at gyms at the moment. It's called twerkercise.
Oh, jeez.
Have you heard of that?
Oh, I don't.
It's not.
Look,
no, it's not.
Yeah, it is. Look, honestly, the Classic Core Twerk Squat is so good for your glutes. It's so good for your thighs and your core. I mean, and look, Beyonce's, the Lizzo's, the Cardi B's, they have been doing it for decades. They've been look, if you just, I just sent you a little video. So open up. This is Megan Thee Stallion.
Open up.
This is a little example of what the class is like. So.
All right. Oh, look at that.
You don't expect Damien and I to do that.
Straight, I think you can do this. I just have a feeling you're a closet twerker. I just have a feeling about you, man.
Oh, my God. Look at this. No.
It's a full
on. Now that you've got your active wear. What are you going to do? We've got that video set up for you.
It just got very up close and personal there for a second. I think I saw her breakfast, I think.
Oh. I didn't watch it all the way to the end, but that's not how it finished in my class. But you very generously said that you were happy to support women and to walk a mile in our shoes or do a squat or two or a twerk in our shoes. So we're going to get you to go up to the boardroom after 9 o'clock and try on your activewear and give it a crack.
Yeah. Give it a crack, all right. You'll see plenty of our crack, don't you worry. I think Lisa Trigillo should have given me an extra large. Oh, no, Damien. We are in trouble. Don't start trying to twerk now.
I'm twerking in my seat. I'm ready.
This is a nightmare.
Thanks to Wollongong Master. You'll love the Wollongong Master difference. Jade, Straney and Damien on Wave FM 96.5.